This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
The company closed me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And are you that one exceptional American who's going to transmit your American exceptionalism to the next and the next and the next? Of course, you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. And we are sure happy to have you with us here on this bright, sunshiny day out here in the West Coast. I'm sure it's kind of changing all over the place right now as geoengineering harkens forth and changes our environment. The insidious geoengineering, I might add. Anyway, so welcome to the show. Like I said, a lot of things going on, and I want to point you in the right direction. So visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. And today is Grievance Day, June 19th, Grievance Day. And, in this day and age, June 19th has a special connotation. 619 in various parts of the country. And it's kind of interesting. We've heard about this term before, never really explored it, but wanted to bring it out here because it's so, salient to the conversation going on right now. And, it's almost like we have to set up a radio program. So we're going 24/7 telling people about slavery and the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. Now, I understand it's a difficult thing for people to comprehend. That in this day and age, there's actual slavery going on. In fact, in many parts of the Middle East now, they have actually open slave markets, slaves being bought and sold. Libya, we talked about this. We ran a report, actually. It was a video clip that we ran several months ago about open slave markets in Libya. And now we're finding out in other parts of Egypt, even in parts of Africa, these markets are for humans being bought and sold as slaves is actually happening. Wow. And then again, right here in front of our own faces, all we have to do is go down to the border at San Diego and you can watch the slave trading going on. And little children, of course. And we in America, we're buying slaves. We're buying and selling slaves. And we're parenting them. And the government is helping us to, well, to be slave traders. The government is actually paying people to take in these children and adults. They're paying people to do that. What is that? And, of course, they go down and advertise these people. They go down and advertise in Central and South America. Oh, come to America. Come to America. Now, of course, in California, there's a huge incentive as to why they're doing this. They're trying to take over the state and destroy the state of California. We understand that through this invasion of human flesh and slavery. That's really what it comes down to. And, of course, all on board are state senators, U.S. senators, of course. Actually, Feinstein hasn't been too emboldened by this. She's kind of a little bit shifty about it. But Kamala Harris, oh, yeah, she's all in on slavery. In child sex trafficking, absolutely. Whatever motivates you to, you know, to put children in indentured servitude and slavery, that'll do it for you. That's Kamala Harris. Okay, so we got that going on, and we got all these other things going on. And Donald Trump's got to really work really hard. He's obviously working very, very hard to straighten out a lot of things, and his administrative staff is as well. Okay, so what is Juneteenth? Hello. I'm calling all my classroom out there. What is Juneteenth? Well, you know, I heard of this term, I think it was last year, actually. It's amazing how time flies with history. I mean this. Up until last year, I had not heard the term or understood the term Juneteenth. Okay, it's like 19th, right? 17th, 18th, 19th, Juneteenth. And it's celebrated on June 19th. And originally it was celebrated on June 19th, 1865. That was the first time it was celebrated. Now, this is the reality distortion field coming at you. Remember the other day I was talking about reality distortion field and how the news stream media and the citizen journalists, which contribute to the news stream media by way of the internet research and so on, which, by the way, is really, really intriguing and fun, in my opinion. That's why we get so much news and information out to people. We do, as an alternative media site. But you, as citizen journalists out there, are doing a fantastic job of, you know, shortening what I call the reality distortion field. Now, the reality distortion field is from whatever event happens to when it's learned by you. Okay? Now, Steve Jobs talked about the reality distortion field. I think he kind of coined it, actually, when he was writing about Apple computer, because he realized that when he would say something in public, the general public wouldn't get it for days or weeks or even months afterwards. And he called that the reality distortion field. So he recognized the reality distortion field can be a playground for him and propaganda and everything. And, of course, so did Goebbels. So did all the other, and Barack Hussein Obama, right? You can keep your doctor. Learned also how to neatly, nicely lie, as a sociopath would do in that within the boundaries of that reality distortion field, until it really started choking him off, and Hillary Clinton the same way. And right now we have this whole thing going on in Congress about reality distortion fields starting to settle in from, oh, 5-6 years ago, certain events happened that impact today in these investigations of Clinton and Obama and Anthony Weiner. Why did I say Anthony Weiner? Well, because of his computer and his hard disk drive. And also there's Javier Becerra and Jerry Brown and Gavin Newsom. I'm just going to put those names out there. I'm going to float those names. But this is the reality distortion field, folks. You know, a better way to say reality distortion field is to say, say one thing today and another different thing completely about the same subject tomorrow. Really confuse your audience, right? Keep them in a state of confusion. You know, it's really kind of interesting, speaking of the reality distortion field and state of confusion. I once worked with in a school district in which the chief financial officer of the school district actually said this. And we had multiple campuses, you know, schools in multiple communities. And this woman got up there, and one of our pre-administrative conferences in which we were having a meeting, you know, all of us administrators together talking about what's to be and all this, what's not to be. And it was an interesting conversation because we were trying to handle the situation among communities and about how to communicate with communities. And this woman, just out of the clear blue, she says, well, you know, I think what we ought to do is we ought to tell community A one thing and then go to about the subject, same subject, and then go to community B and tell them something completely different. And then go to community C and tell them something completely different, and community D and tell them something completely different. And, you know, I sat there and I said, well, that's, you know, I said to myself, well, that's called lying, isn't it? Last time I checked. And so it was interesting because the group of highly credentialed administrators sat there just, and the superintendent, And so finally, they went to another side. I said, no. I said, we cannot let that one go. And I said, did you realize what she just told us we should do as a suggestion, as policy? Lie to community A, to B, to C, and D. I said, well, are we supposed to lie to these people? And one guy said, well, sure. I'm like, no. That's not working in my reality field. And, of course, we had a little sit-down with everybody, and everybody thought it through and said, well, I don't think we should lie. Teach community. What do you think? Anyway, stay with us. We're going to talk more about this reality distortion field because Juneteenth is here. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about reality distortion fields and how they affect you and everybody else, especially if you're not paying attention. You know, it's like when you, an event has happened a year or two years earlier, and all of a sudden you find out about it. Like, where was I? Where was I? And, you know, in this day and age, see, we have politicians by the short hairs, actually. Especially those that are engaged in, you know, gross body movements, as I call it, motor movements, things that are always out there in the media or whatever, big events involving big numbers of people and things and places. Some of these things become quite obvious. And if somebody's doing something rather nefarious, then people start to question and they go, let's go check that out in the computers. And we'll find out something. So anyway, this notion of Juneteenth, which is today, is June 19th. Is one of these types of things that falls into reality distortion fields, and one in which really, you know, brings us to some clarity about what is going on with things like the United States Constitution, Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, and an understanding about that. And one of the things we bring out is the notion of what the word independence means. And the word was invented in 1661, and really the first time it was ever applied to a society or group was with the Declaration of Independence. I mean, people did not know what the word independence was because it hadn't been invented. That's because they did not even know what the notion of independence was. They couldn't think of the notion of what. What does it mean? It's very abstract. But they didn't have anything to apply to the word independence because they had never experienced independence. Why? Because they'd always been under the rule of a potentate, a king. A religious figure like the Pope. They always answer to them. The divine right of kings, so to speak. You know, if you want to go through, the ultimate control is turning yourself over to the king or the Pope. That's the ultimate source of control. You become dependent. So the dependency crowd was always there. You're always dependent on the king, right? Hail Caesar. That's where all that stuff comes from. People are dependent. Of course, that's what they're trying to do here with us, is make us all dependent. Now, reality distortion field, 1661 to 1776, Declaration of Independence. Wow. Now you're starting to get the drift here. That's a lot of years. But here's one for you where this really fits in. It applies to, and that's Juneteenth. And this is how it goes. This is an article from the Valdosta Daily Times, Valdosta, Georgia. Says on January 1st, 1863, Abraham Lincoln, not to be confused with the other Abraham, but Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation announcing that all persons held as slaves within the rebellious areas are and henceforth shall be free. A political move by Lincoln, the proclamation did not end slavery immediately or in all states, but it served as a rallying cry for Union troops and for blacks to fight on the side of the Union to win their freedom. The Civil War did not officially end until June 2, 1865, and word of the Emancipation Proclamation did not reach the last stronghold of slavery in Galveston, Texas, until June 19, 1865, more than 2.5 years after it was issued. Juneteenth. Get it? Reality distortion field. And look at the realities that happened to human beings in America between January 1st, 1863 and June 19th, 1865. It says, the people of Texas are informed that in accordance with a proclamation from the executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection heretofore existing between them becomes that between employer and free labor. So began General Order Number 3, as read by Major General Gordon Granger on June 19, 1865. It was on this date that Union soldiers landed at Galveston, Texas, with news the Civil War had ended and the enslaved slaves are now free. Again, 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, which became official on January 1, 1863, the annual celebration of these events of June 19, 1865 is more commonly known as Juneteenth. It's the oldest known celebration commemorating the ending of slavery in the United States. I wonder when those little children down at the border are going to get their Emancipation Proclamation. Huh? Let's go call Laura Bush and find out. Let's ask Laura Bush how long she expects these children to be enslaved, or their parents being enslaved. Now, we're not talking about the Trump administration holding them. No, I'm talking about how they're trafficked. Donald Trump's not involved with trafficking, but, you know, by extension, Laura Bush is, because she's encouraging it. She's not wanting to get to the real truth about all this, which I find interesting, don't you? But then again, if you think about it, since Reagan, we had George Bush the senior, Bill Clinton, George Bush the younger, and Obama. I'm sorry, the blur now that from history, that reality distortion field now, looking back from 1992 to present, through that distortion field of the presidency, I'm awestruck by it. It's awe-inspiring, I guess, because it's a reality distortion field that, we all live in today. We live in the distortion field of memories. See, it's another side of this distortion field business. And what decisions are we making today based upon what we've known from the past in that reality distortion field? Are we making the right ones? Are we going to be understanding about our circumstances today that they aren't really any different than they were in 1863? We still have slaves, and we're not doing anything about it. There's a few people like myself, we talk on the radio about it. It seems to be more and more and more, but you know, the real issue, which is slavery, is still happening today. Reality distortion field. Juneteenth. Kind of interesting. What a distortion field. But these are the things that we're left with. What are we going to do about it, I guess, is the big question. It says here, the annual celebration of events of June 19th is most commonly known as Juneteenth. It is the oldest known celebration for emancipation. June 12th, Tuesday, and this is in Valdosta, Georgia now, recognizes Juneteenth with a 26th annual observation banquet. Southside Library Boosters host the Juneteenth Community Awareness Day. That's interesting, isn't it? Juneteenth is a day of reflection, a day of renewal, a pride-filled day, according to www.juneteenth. I'm biting. I'm going to click on this little sucker and see what we got. Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth, it says. There's a website for Juneteenth. Celebrate Juneteenth. Okay, so we're celebrating it. The oldest nationally commemorated, blah, blah, blah. Okay. The celebrations that followed the reading of the proclamation by General Gordon Granger began a tradition that has lasted for 144 years. Huh. Isn't that amazing? I bet none of you knew this about Juneteenth, did you? I didn't. See, my reality distortion, I'm pretty good on this history stuff too, but my reality distortion field was last year when I started to hear about it. But I didn't look at it and research it until last night. I said, what is this June 19th business? Now I know. When are we going to free the slaves of today and give them a proclamation? Huh? Announcement. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Okay, so yesterday, and I guess today too, from what I understand, I haven't gotten there yet. It's the reality distortion field. I'm not here today yet. I'm catching up. But yesterday I was listening intently, multitasking from an audio standpoint, to Christopher Ray and Mr. Horowitz, the IG. You know, Christopher Ray is the FBI director, and Horowitz is the inspector general who released his report last week. And everybody was all on Twitter, and then all of a sudden they started reading it and realizing this is kind of like a whitewash going on here. In other words, Horowitz really wasn't doing his work. And a lot of people now, in retrospect, and I really was glancing in articles today, this morning, and it was really quite apparent to me that people are going, we're really disappointed in this Horowitz thing. He's part of a problem. Horowitz could be part of the problem, too. Really? Really? Anybody in Washington is not, I mean, are they all trying to protect Hillary Clinton, including the Inspector General? So now you have this rationale going on. Well, the Inspector General's report is just not as good as we thought it was. Well, Lindsey Graham took big exception yesterday. I have to tell you, I looked before the show. I'm going to try and look for it right now. But he blistered Horowitz yesterday. And I thought, who's this Lindsey Graham guy I'm saying? He's not like, the guy who's always best buddies with John McCain, has this absence of John McCain strengthen and embolden Lindsey Graham? I don't know. He's like a different animal. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. He's a politician from the swamp. He's like a different animal. Because he's from the swamp. No, listen, I'm telling you, is he emerging from the swamp? What I've noticed about him is that now that Trump is really strengthening his hand, and he's for real, Lindsey Graham's going, hallelujah, brother, you know, I'm going to be right there with you. He's almost like, he's all away from that Never Trumper thing. He's becoming a solid supporter of the president. That's really a fact. Now, that is a good thing, I think.
Yes, has plenty to say about immigration and the FBI hearing today. Senator Lindsey Graham telling the DOJ IG today he is not buying it, that the Clinton investigation was, quote, on the up and up. The Republican from South Carolina who sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee joins us now. Good to have you with us, Senator.
I'm not buying it.
A lot to talk about. We'll get back to that. But let's talk immigration first, sure. Because now they're trying to get something done on the Hill. Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, said today on local radio there in Wisconsin that he believes he's gotten the indication from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell that there is hope one of these House bills could actually pass in the Senate. What's your take?
I don't know. I have to see what they pass. But as to the children issue, I think there's some growing consensus that we don't want to break families up, but we do want to make sure that if people are caught coming here illegally, they show up for their court date. Mm-hmm. That's the dilemma. So if a family is caught at the border, a mother and father and the children, what I want to do is make sure they stay together, but the parents show up for the hearing and they get deported together if they broke the law.
I mean, that's a tough one. Here's something that DHS Secretary Nielsen today laid out these numbers. She said over the last year, there's been a 325% increase in unaccompanied alien children. In fact, she said 10 of the 12,000 now in custody came here. They were sent here alone without their parents. Okay, in the last year, 435% increase in illegal family units coming. Over the last decade, a 1,700% increase in asylum claims. And she said, since 2013, more than 500,000 illegal minors and families that were admitted here from Central America have disappeared somewhere in the country.
That's the problem.
So how do you get them to show back up?
So what I would do with the unaccompanied minors, most of them, they're not from Mexico. I would work with Mexico to get a facility to keep them in Mexico. I'd help pay for it. Don't let them come here. Send them back to their home country, but stop in Mexico. That's where they come through. That's how Mexico could help us with our illegal immigration problem.
Well, their allegation was, when we heard about this caravan that was coming through, the allegation was that Mexico was helping give them safe passage to the U.S. border.
Yeah, I would tell Mexico, if you want a better trading relationship with us, a better partnership, be a better partner stopping these people who put their families at risk to come to America, and we're the bad guy. So what
I can't believe I'm here. Really, this is a new Lindsey Graham.
What I want to do is have people apply for asylum in their home country. Just don't show up on our doorstep. Go to the consulate or embassy in your home country and apply for asylum that way.
One of the Democrats in the Senate, one of your colleagues on the other side of the aisle, Senator Blumenthal, had this to say about this whole situation today.
This policy of family separation reminds us of the cattle cars of Nazi Germany when children were separated from their parents and marched to supposed showers.
That's reprehensible. But see, he's part of the problem. He's encouraging it. Blumenthal, I want to know if he's got... is that the same Blumenthal? Where's he from? Blumenthal. He's got some issues, Blumenthal.
You're okay to use that imagery?
All I can say is to those at the Department of Homeland Security, I don't think you're a bunch of Nazis. To the Border Patrol, you're doing your job the best you can. We've got a screwed up immigration system. Let's don't demagogue, let's fix it. There's a solution here. Senator Cruz has a pretty good idea. You hold the family together, you expedite the hearing so the parent has to show up, then whatever the judge rules, you execute immediately, and that will prevent a lot of our problems. So I think Senator Cruz has a good solution. We'll see where it goes.
You seem to be having fun today on the Hill, questioning the Justice Department Inspector General and also the new FBI director. Democrats today repeatedly hammered on the fact that although there was a finding of bias with a number of the FBI agents who were intimately involved with this investigation, that the finding ultimately was that never impacted the decisions they made with regard to the investigations.
Well, number one, that's ridiculous. Who made the decision not to prosecute? The FBI. Mike Crapo asked a very brilliant question. If you believe the FBI's judgment was clouded, which they found, with the decision not to prosecute, you can't prove that was a result of bias, The Department of Justice didn't make that decision. Comey did. So what did we learn today? We learned today that the head investigator of the Clinton email investigation hated Trump's guts, told his friend, Ms. Page, who was an attorney for the Department of Justice, on August the 8th, don't worry, he'll never be president. We'll stop that. They changed the memo that Comey read to the country on July the 5th. They took the word grossly negligent out and put extremely careless. I always wondered why. Grossly negligent is a legal term that would make you subject to 10 years in prison for grossly negligently handling classified information. So on August the 8th, this new email tells us all we need to know that Strzok was intending to stop Trump. How can you stop Trump if you hold her criminally responsible? The reason they changed that word is they would have to indict Clinton if they did not change the term. So we learned a lot today, and we also learned that the number two at the FBI, according to Strzok and Page, set in on a meeting in August to try to find a way to cook or change the outcome of the election. That's J. Edgar Hoover stuff. Imagine the number two guy at the FBI has a meeting with a lead investigator, and the bottom line is the whole idea of the meeting was to find an insurance policy to protect the country against Trump winning. That is what J. Edgar Hoover did.
Well, did you feel like you got answers today?
No, here's what I found. I found that that somebody's lying. McCabe says he doesn't recall that meeting. Strzok and Page said he was in that meeting. So I'm not going to give up on this. If the number two guy in the FBI had a meeting with Page and Strzok in his office to find out how to create an insurance policy against Trump being elected, that is abuse at the highest level of the government. That is Watergate stuff. That's what the FBI used to do years ago. And I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
So for you, this is the beginning, not the end.
This is the beginning of something that I never dreamed could exist in this country. I've kind of had an open mind about this. You know, I trust the FBI. I love the FBI. What I learned today is that what the FBI and the Department of Justice did in the Clinton email investigation is dangerous to democracy. She got away with it, and they were out to get Trump, and it could be somebody new next time, so we need to fix this.
Yeah, across all parties and political ideas.
Yeah. I don't know if this is shaking him a little bit into some reality, or the lack of John McCain's influence on him, or both. But I know one thing. He hammered down yesterday Lindsey Graham. I'm singing his praises. Oh my gosh. Trump is winning, winning, winning. We'll be back.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Gosh, what a beautiful day it's going to be. It's turning out to be wonderful out there. At least here on the left coast, soon to become new California state. The movement is growing, 44 counties now and growing. We're getting more and more counties. Kind of craziness, but it's happening. It's actually happening and it's exciting. So visit newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And also... Right to Voice, Right to Voice. It's the new social media apparatus out there that people of good conscience, honest people who want to express themselves can do so without censorship, without Zuckerberg and the people at the CIA censoring your every thought, if you know what I mean. So Right to Voice, visit righttovoice.com. And sign up right now if you want to have free expression and, as I say, strengthen the First Amendment. Okay, we've got a lot of things going on. There's no question about it. Gosh, you know, it's got this thing about the culture of corruption. And Hannity spoke about this last night. And just a few seconds of this one.
Report was released last Thursday, and it shows the huge, massive missteps, corruption, mistakes surrounding the FBI and the Department of Justice during the so-called Clinton investigation, including example after example, how the fix was in from the get-go to help Hillary Clinton and literally destroy then-candidate Donald Trump. However, the IG did not make prosecutorial conclusions about the obvious felonies that Hillary committed and was totally and unjustly exonerated from. Now, the facts are actually as we have been telling you from the get-go, and they are irrefutable. Mishandling classified top-secret information on a private server, obstructing justice, deleting 33,000 subpoenaed emails, acid-washing the hard drive with bleach bit, and having aides destroy evidence devices with a hammer. Oh, and removing SIM cards. Any other American, all of you out there, would have been locked up, thrown in prison for exactly what Hillary Clinton did. Now, still, the IG report did not fault the FBI's decision to clear Clinton of all charges. What they really decided is, quote, not to second guess the conclusions, while they, in fact, presented what is now a mountain of evidence proving the guilt. And sadly, the swamp protects the swamp. It is now clear if Hillary Rodham Clinton had a real investigation, she would have been indicted. Now, politics at the highest level of the FBI sadly prevented all of that. Let's, for example, break things down and these findings down and see if any reasonable person would ever make the conclusion that political bias did not play a major role inside the FBI. Let's look at this text. August 8th, 2016, high-ranking FBI attorney Lisa Page and her colleague, boyfriend Peter Strzok, who was the lead investigator in the Clinton case. Now, Lisa Page, she writes, "Trump's not ever going to become president, right?" Strzok responds, quote, "No, no, he's not. We will stop it." And then Lisa Page called Trump an enormous, well, expletive. Add to that the list of insults both Page and Strzok lobbed against Donald Trump. He's an idiot. He's a menace. He's a lonesome human being, and so much more. Remember, all of this is from the lead investigator and the lead FBI attorney. But the bias didn't stop with them. Look at this message from yet another high-ranking agent on this case. Trump supporters are all poor to middle class, uneducated, lazy POSs that think that he will magically grant them jobs for doing nothing. And 4 months before the election, one agent who actually interviewed Hillary Clinton called her the president in a message to a colleague and said, quote, "Trump can't win." And then on October 28, 2016, shortly after Comey announced that he would be reopening the Clinton investigation, well, another unnamed FBI attorney sent an instant message to a fellow FBI employee, and that read, "I'm clinging to small pockets of happiness in the dark times of the Republic's destruction." And following Trump's election victory, that same FBI attorney sent an instant message, and that read, quote, "I am numb," with a fellow employee responding, "I can't stop crying." And get this, according to the IG report, quote, "Agents involved in the Clinton Foundation investigation were instructed to take no overt investigative steps prior to the election." Would you get that treatment? Now, this, of course, as the report found that the FBI was actually intimidated by Clinton's high-ranking legal team. And the report also found that high-ranking DOJ officials tried to get a job for his son in the Clinton campaign, all while sharing, leaking case information about the ongoing server investigation to Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. It's unbelievable. And by the way, believe it or not, there's so much more. Listen to what Senator Lindsey Graham laid out at today's hearing. He was on fire. Take a look.
Now, this was an email sent in February 2016 from Page to McCabe. Mm-hmm. "Hey, you've surely already considered this, but in my view, our best reason to hold the line at two and two, two agents and two prosecutors, is she might be our next president." How did you feel about that?
We were concerned about it, and we lay out here why we were concerned.
Okay, let's keep talking about this interview. One of the FBI agents in the interview said on election day mm-hmm. to another FBI agent, "You should know that I'm with her." Now, her was Clinton, right?
Correct.
How do you feel about that?
Very concerned.
Okay, eventually very concerned gets to be enough already. I'm glad you found what you found, Mr. Horwitz. Mm. I'm not buying that the Clinton email investigation was on the up and up.
You know, this is the thing that, this is why I say, I've never seen Lindsey Graham like this. A clarion call, I guess. I've never seen him like this. Now, I look at the situation in Washington and what's been going on, and you know, I'm judging that we're seeing some of these, well, these swamp creatures turn around and go, "Wait a minute, I don't want to be that swamp creature that gets caught in the swamp as it drains." Maybe Lindsey Graham is one of those. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for
pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliates. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Well, the sparks are flying, and again, this is coming as a live thing happening here with Trey Gowdy and the folks. I guess they're really opening up on Horowitz, and this is Trey Gowdy.
You could assume that the person he's talking with is FBI attorney who also happens to be working on the Russia investigation. She may be part of the we. But I wonder, Inspector General, did you find any other FBI agents or FBI attorneys who manifest any animus or bias against President Trump?
We did.
How many?
We found three additional FBI agents, as we detail in the report.
And were any of them working on the Russia investigation?
Let me just correct. Two agents and one attorney.
Two other agents, one other attorney. Were they working on either the Russia investigation or the Mueller probe?
I believe two of the three were, but I'd have to just double check on that.
Okay. Now, Bob Mueller was named special counsel on May the 17th, 2017. One day later, Mr. Horowitz, one day later, Peter Strzok is back on his phone texting some more. For me, in this case, I personally have a sense of unfinished business. I unleashed it with the Clinton
this
email
is live,
investigation.
Guys. This is live.
Now I need to fix it and finish it. Fix what?
Well, you know, we're gonna stop there because we're running out of time in this hour, but we're gonna come back. Gowdy is on a roll now. He's taking on Horowitz because the whitewash is coming out. That's obviously what I'm saying. This is live. This is going on live anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. This is getting to be a high energy 24/7 365 news cycle, isn't it? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and many thanks to Right the Voice. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.